thanks to everyone who listens to the show. If you can take 2 minutes of your time to subscribe and rate the show on iTunes, it's greatly appreciated. Welcome one and all to the Bimbo Podcast with me, Anthony.
And I'm here as well, I'm Jared.
What's happening?
That'll happen.
Work.
Good response to last week's Simpsons episode.
People like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I like a good week conspiracy.
So listening back, it was really interesting, to be fair.
It was. Thought I sounded brilliant as usual.
But you were sick. So you didn't sound that good, did you?
That's how good I am. I'm sick and I still sound phenomenal.
Are you still sick? No.
No, great. Had to go home early from work last Wednesday. I actually thought, what happened to me probably would have killed or at least hospitalised a mere mortal. But being a Spartan, I persevered, I lay in the dark, listened to Arsenal, United game, which I don't know if it made me feel worse, and then I watched the Adam Sandler special on Netflix.
That definitely made you feel worse. It didn't cheer you up.
No, it didn't. It was literally shite joke.
Sing.
Shite joke.
Sing.
Shit joke.
Sing
again.
Singing!
Joke. Some of the wee songs were funny, but
I mean, you can do one or two of those. You can't do a whole
an hour
special.
Of it? No.
Just that person.
Who?
Me.
Why?
I'm just not just going to do that a lot more on this.
Spend too much time with me, eh?
Never.
Do you know who loves cursing? Ian.
I was going to say, not your son.
Loves it. Loves people cursing.
Oh, he thinks it's funny, but he's got that innocence where he tells you off about it and everything.
Yeah. Not anymore. Now he tries to encourage me to curse.
Oh, really?
So he does.
That day in the car, I was just nailing the head and he hit me with it. I didn't even know I was cursing.
I think he said shit. Wasn't even anything.
It was just something about not saying the normal conversation. Whoa.
Yeah.
Tried to get him to record that too, but for a wee snippet, remember?
We'll get some sound bites once we're about 30, 40 episodes deep.
This must be coming up on 10 now.
Has to be.
If you include all the wee specials, it's probably about 20 or.
You know, it'll be about 12 max.
But the feedback's good and there's more feedback coming, which is getting more responsive, you know.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Haven't checked to see if the guy is still listening in Morocco after our wee sabbatical.
I can log on and check now if we've got a minute.
Nah, not now. Don't worry. Shout out to the Moroccan
fan. Shout out to the Moroccan fan. Or maybe our South African fan definitely listens and might actually even feature 1 week.
Hopefully. Now it'll be a good episode of all the shenanigans we used to get up to.
In this PC world, I really don't know what we can get away with.
Do you know what? I was talking about this with Scott, wee Sony Scott Smashangle. See my shop, right? See if you put a camera in it and recorded what we've done and what we get up to. Every single one of us would be sacked.
Yeah, but you probably work with a certain type of people.
Yeah, he can give
and
take.
Me and you, we wouldn't work with
certain individuals,
I mean, I still think what we did in them days with the South African.
He's not an acting frog.
He is, right? He's a South African North Belfast chap. Where's he originally from? Is he North or West?
Yeah, North
Belfast. North, alright. It's
not scaling away.
Factually correct, there I was. Hey, Mark. See you soon. Bring me up some cigars. And some that new burden thing that he has.
You what?
The thing is, it's not burden, but it's his equivalent to it.
Oh, you can't buy them.
Oh.
What do you call it?
I don't know. Fucking looks like rocket fuel in the can.
Yeah, well, he says it's liquid cocaine. Rip it. That's what you call it. Rip it. It's military grade, and you can only get it for the military. Military grade energy drinks.
Well, here, if he brings them and some military-grade cigars, we're golden.
Laughing.
Happy Christmas.
Do you know what I watched the other day, speaking of military? Because I'm sick of watching, chick flicks, and see everything I watch.
You love a good chick flick.
If I'm watching those Christmas stuff, and somebody always dies in
it's
it.
It's about 10, you became like a Christmas person, you know?
I'm really trying this year.
It seems like it.
But
your house even has Santa stuff here and everything on the front door.
And the worst Christmas tree in the world. But I'm sick of watching stuff. I'm sick of watching
Christmas tree. Put it up.
Love Actually, with Sinead, right? Anyway, people die and stuff. And
never watched it.
Everything I've been watching is sad, and I'm still a wee bit emotional. Like, the slightest things I'm sitting there, a couple of shows with Sinead, and I'm fighting back tears. She's sitting there, hasn't got a clue. Probably still won't know because she's still listening. She doesn't love me. But anyway, I had to toughen myself up a wee bit. So I thought, what better way to do it than to watch something military, something, you know.
What was it?
Full Metal Jacket.
Great show.
Great show.
But even the start of that, there's a bit of... The bit where he's in the... The guy who's getting bullied.
Yeah, private pilot.
Even that's a tearjerker at points.
No, I always find that scary. I remember watching that as a kid.
What's that as a kid?
Yeah, my dad got me to watch it. That whole scene in the toilet, see the way he looks? I don't know, it was always scary, but you know the drill sergeant in that?
Yeah.
Right? You know he was a real life drill sergeant? So see all that stuff he said? That was not scripted. That was just off the cuff.
It was real?
And it was real.
It's not real, dude, is it?
But do you know what else was a bit like that? There was this scene, and I only found this out recently. The Life of Brian.
It must have been you that was telling me this.
Yeah.
And the guy, it was in our group chat,
mm-hmm.
where the guy, they didn't tell any of the guys what's going on.
Yeah, so all the actors, it's the biggest dickest scene.
Biggest dickest?
All the Roman soldiers go back and watch it, right? You'll see
Roman?
He's a woman. Centurion, strike him!
I wouldn't know all that even, watching any Monty Python, Natalie Grail, Natalie for Bran. What's wrong with people?
But that whole biggest dickest thing, watch the guards, they were basically paid and told, stand there and don't laugh. And that's why all the reactions, they actually look weird when you watch it.
But now, have you watched it back since knowing that?
Mm-hmm.
Must give it a wee watch, I haven't done it yet, but...
Yeah, very, very good. But yeah, Full Metal Jacket, lethal. The stuff he comes up with.
It's a good film.
There's two things that come from Texas, steers and queers, and you don't look much like a steer! Absolutely brilliant. Do you ever think about joining the army?
Not over here. The only thing I've ever probably thought of is when they'd be classed to be a cop in America. Not here, but in America. Like a proper street cop. Did you ever watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
Nope.
Need to.
Do you know what I started watching?
Take Punisher. What is it?
Punisher?
I think it just got renewed there for another
season. Yeah, that's what exactly what I watched. I seen that it was renewed and thought, God, it must be good then if they're renewing it. So I'm like 3 episodes in.
Very good. You're not really into the comic book stuff though, are you?
Nope. Didn't even realise it was Marvel. Thought it was actually a game, based off a game, like Hitman.
Right.
And whenever I flashed up, it said it was Marvel. And I went, oh, Sinead, you like that? Marvel. So,
if you're wanting good, if you get into comic book stuff, Arrow and Flash are quite good.
You didn't like Flash?
Well, you've got, if you do either of those seasons, you've got 7 seasons or something of each.
But not Green Lantern?
Green Lantern, no.
With Ryan Reynolds?
That film, even he doesn't like that film.
So. No. So he rips his piss out of himself with Deadpool 2?
At the end of it?
No.
Spoiler alert there. Yeah, I think there's a Deadpool Christmas film coming out.
There is. It's PG, so he's not like the curse.
Oh, wow. So that'll be some innuendo,
yeah,
so that'll be all reference and
joke.
Oh God. Hold on then. Mouth to mouth.
Tube of tea, Jesus Christ.
So yeah, there's what about around here even? There's been a lot going on. Shootings, bombings, stabbings.
I don't know why I'm laughing, shootings, bombings and stabbings. And grabbers.
Because we kind of just, it's just class as normal almost.
Because Sinead, we all know.
My biggest complaint was traffic.
Yeah. Not the fact that you're not allowed to sleep in your own bed.
Traffic was You alright there?
Yup, I'm down. Still down.
There's some Pepsi down there, I think.
There is, but I'll get it in a second.
Other soft drinks are available.
No, there's not. Pepsi Max the best. Let's start with bombs.
Yeah, so I lived in an area where there was...
Oh, hold on. Sorry. Speaking of bombs, Bomb Squad, Tyson Fury, decision.
Oh, man.
Ridiculous. I'm done with boxing. See, unless Ricky Hatton makes a comeback, I don't care. Card Frampton, best of luck next week. Don't care what the result is. It's all fixed and corrupt, particularly in America.
That was a big fight, and how they let that happen, I don't know.
The biggest fight of the year in boxing?
I mean, after all the crumbs in the previous fight, was
the Canelo and Triple G.
It was awful to see, but I mean, you could see how it was pre-agreed. Like, you could see the circumstance where that's pre-agreed.
And this is why Anthony Joshua will not fight him in America.
I think Joshua... Obviously, we know what the results should have been. Fury should have been all the way.
Hands down, even with two knockdowns.
But I think still both of those beat Joshua.
No, I think Joshua's skilled enough to beat and avoid the punches of Wilder. Because Wilder literally is, by name and nature,
but if
he's reckless.
I think Joshua has the chin to take a big punch.
He doesn't, but he has the skill to not get hit.
Not if he drags it out 12 rounds.
No, I think he would.
I think he'll tash. Look at him against fucking Klitschko. I'm trying to censor him recursion, but look at him against Klitschko. Klitschko should have finished him in the 6th round.
But he didn't. Because he's a warrior.
But no, it was because Klitschko backed off. Stupid. Keep the pressure on.
Do you know what happened in that? His big brother was in the corner and told him, right? See, whenever you're naturally muscular,
See
to get the oxygen to your muscles, it takes a lot longer, so you gas out a lot quicker, like Francis Ngannou and stuff. It's why a lot of sports stars, like a lot of heavyweights, won't be chiseled, because the oxygen and the recovery process takes a lot longer. So Vladimir said to him, or is it Vitaly? He's the older one. Vitaly said to him, he says, relax, take it easy. He says, he's gassed, he's not going to come back. And he took his feet off the step. And then Joshua
forgot he was a young pup.
But
I mean, you look at that fight, if he had stayed on him, I think he'd have finished him there and then. But he didn't stay on him, which was the problem, which is why it let him back into the fight. If you go to somebody, if he fights, even Fury, Fury's smart enough to get past Joshua for me.
Fury fights like somebody at 150, 160 pounds.
Did you listen to one, Joe Rogan?
Which who?
Fury. Sorry.
Fury, yes. The Wilder one, I haven't listened to him, but apparently he has a 12-word vocabulary, which I picked up from the press conference. All I got was, BAM SQUAD! And then he just rambles incoherently. But, what was that segue?
Bombers. The ball.
Bombers, yes, bronze bomber. Absolutely dumb with boxing. Dumb with boxing. Unless Ricky Hatton comes out of retirement, I'm not going back to it.
Yeah, something's needed to reignite. But I mean, to finish off that part,
not I even if Khabib done a boxing fight, I wouldn't watch it.
No, but you could see if how that was pre-agreed, that if it was in any way close, that it was going to be a draw. Mm. No losers. Do it again.
They need to reprimand judges.
Just need to get regular judges, the judges, be able to pick the judges.
Get ex-fighters.
Yeah. Although they can be paid.
Anybody can be paid, but they will have an insight.
Get millionaires who have no investment in it, but know how to score boxing.
They'd be few and far between, though.
Sure.
Do you know what you need to do? You need to get Teddy Atlas as the head of all the boxing commissions, and if something's wrong, Teddy Atlas will go to town on him. Do you see his interviews afterwards? Oh, he's so passionate, and he's disgusted because he says, these guys literally put everything on the line, go in there and get punched in the head. And then they get robbed. Look at the guy, Adonis. Stephen Adonis. Brain damage, knocked out, didn't look that bad. Get sat down, took him to hospital. Fighting for his life.
It is madness, like, but... they know what they're doing. Same way that...
Well, it's not a technical competition, we know that, but...
That's it, I mean... Like,
whenever you're doing that, you expect the people to get it right.
Like, if you're in a criminal world and things happen, it's just part of the world that you live in.
Yeah.
You know? So, bombs.
Bombs.
So, somebody decided that it'd be fun to phone in a bomb in the area that I live in. This was on a Saturday originally, and Saturday and Sunday, the area was cordoned off in sections, but we were allowed to stay in our house, so it was okay. Police didn't find anything.
Four dinner back at Twinbrook.
So...
Creighton Road, it's called. I only found that out.
Creighton Road.
It's four dinner.
So they didn't find anything, so they left. They must have got another phone call going, He's fucking idiots. Same person again. He's idiots. He's missed it. Still there. We went back and checked. It's only a reasonable explanation. So they came back around again to get some more overtime, and this time kicked 300 houses out onto the street. Told us to go to the Brook Activity Centre for to stay
refuge. With it.
if we needed the summer to stay.
There's a gym in all there in Shores. What's your problem?
I wanted to go around by the carry out, to be fair.
Do you want to hear a funny story about the Brick Activity Centre?
Go ahead.
Right, Gern, we used to play Monday Night Football there, right? And the Gern, we would know them all just from going there for years and years. And Fiona, one of the girls on reception, one of the staff, she was on a £1 million drop.
Right? What?
Yeah, yeah. And I can't remember how far she got, but it was her and one of her relatives. And one of the questions comes up, it was about the Mr. Man. Which one of these is not a character? Mr. This, Mr. That, Mr. Whatever. I think she picked Mr. Know-It-All. Right? Whatever way it was, she picked the wrong answer. Right? And they lost all their money. Right?
Right.
So, next Monday night, I bought about 3 or 4 Mr. Man books. So I did from the shop, and I was walking in. I actually purposely came to football late so that I could just go straight in and start. I walked in, went up to the window, she pulled the glass back, and went, Fiona, they're for you. By 4 Mr. Man books, she just went in. She goes, for you, Mrs. Johnson.
Very, very good.
She's seen the funny side of it, though.
As long as she did.
So the girl, she actually charged me for what me and Aidan went swimming the other week. She only charged me for one of us. Just
for a short time.
Can't tell you that. She gets sacked.
Hi, Fiona.
Fiona?
Mm-hmm. Hi, Fiona.
So
she probably doesn't listen. Should I tell her to listen?
I should.
Maybe I'll try to give us a discount. Some others, we can try it. I'll go up and see if I get a discount. See if it's for being a local podcast star.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Hey, do you know who's getting a podcast? I've seen it on his Instagram story. I was like, oh, I'll try and get him on. But it could be a real threat to the Belfast podcast industry. Do you want me to tell you?
Yes.
Really?
Who is our new competitor?
Stephen Clements of Q Radio Breakfast.
Oh, who cares?
What are you talking about? He's hilarious.
There's no peace on him.
Don't you even dare.
I'm telling you, could FM all day.
No.
Send your kids missing Christmas, all that.
No. Right, well, I'm a Stephen Clements guy.
Well, Pete Stodden is a Love Actually guy, and so are you, so I don't even know that because he was talking about it.
Great.
So you're more like the one you think.
So you're out of your house, and you're in a Brick Activity Centre, can we just fucking ramble, don't we?
That's what we do.
So how long was the place closed?
So
the second time.
So the second time, I was in work, didn't even know it was closed, got a text message from somebody that I know saying his kids have been pulled from school and they're told they're closed tomorrow. And tried to go home. I brought a med. I take medication and stuff, so I tried to go home and even to get the medication. They were like, nah, I'm in.
Beat it.
Not the night, lads. Away you go.
You're not down, you're not getting in.
Pretty much. I said, but hey, there's definitely.
Did you tell me you knew where the bomb was?
Told him there's definitely nothing there. But I even rang my.
Local MLA?
Although they Sinn Féin did message me like mad, to be fair.
They were updating Facebook, I know. Charlene went to school with her.
I wrote on Facebook and then the next thing they were messaging me. So. But to be fair, they got people in their houses.
Yeah, they did, and they kept everybody as updated as well as the queue, so it's nice to see they're actually doing something.
Oh, who knew they were actually working?
So, well done, Charlene O'Hara.
Is that who? No.
She was one of them. She's a girl idol. Okay.
Let me see who messaged me.
Did you Baker?
That was a fella.
Yeah, his surname Baker. Was it Paul Baker? No. Daniel Baker, maybe?
No, it was Stephen McGuinness.
Oh, right.
I think he's a councillor as well, isn't he?
Yeah.
But fair play to them for helping the local people out, because the police certainly weren't, unless you have inside knowledge of police work and they can get updates without actually.
No, but just say the bomb went off and you all died, then you would still be criticising the police.
But
they have a job, do
they? Wait. I had this discussion with Granny, right? So,
yeah.
I completely 100% understand the reason for doing it. And understand that if you go in at any time, you're putting yourself at risk. But given the choice, what would you do? So if you get told there is potentially a bomb within 100 feet of your house, if it goes off, it may or may not damage your property, kill you.
I wouldn't go near it.
Would you not?
No.
At all?
I'm not so settled in it.
So when's the last bomb that you know that went off?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Did I... Oma
bomb? That was the only one that came to my mind as well. I know there's been a million bombs there since.
Yeah. But this... Was this not a show of strength?
Well, I mean, at the end of
if
it...
If you want to be angry, you should be angry at the people that done it. Not the police. The police aren't there to dictate the law. They're there to make sure it's maintained.
Well, we'll agree to disagree on that one.
Right, okay. But
well all
done.
In all,
well done.
I was put out of my house for a night by the cops because they're bastards.
Who looked after you? Who got you a charger and my earphones and all?
Oh, so, thank you to my local Lisburn car phone market for conveniently opening up their shop after hours and providing me with a charger and headphones for my phone that I could not be without for more than one night.
Do you know, see now you're talking about bombs, I remember a couple of years ago. Had to be, Aiden was stillborn. Had to be about 4 or 5 years ago. I just went to Castle Court and they were ringing in bomb scares in the city centre.
Did you get your boot checked?
Had to get your boot checked.
I was actually talking about it because Garnet doesn't remember any of that, so.
That is within the past 5 years, max.
I was just oblivious to it, wee bubble. Mm. But, yeah, man, I mean, I remember checkpoints. Do you remember? Are you old enough for checkpoints?
Vaguely.
But I mean, yeah, going into Castle Court, getting your boot checked was standard every Christmas. This year they moved it a wee bit closer to the homes. Well, that's if it. I mean, nobody cleaned it, nobody put it.
Oh, did they now?
No.
Well, whoever you are, shame on you.
PS and I looking over time.
For shame.
I don't know. But sure, we ring them when we need them, don't we?
Never need them.
Except on Monday.
That was funny.
We'll talk about that though.
Do you know why I needed that? I needed a reference number for the shares.
That's all you ever need though. Can you just give me a reference number, man? I mean, sure. I hate the fact that they even call out now for a phone getting stolen.
I know.
Just give me the reference number.
That was telling us we got the phone stolen and they rang to report it and they said, I just need a reference number and they went to investigate it because they had to. And then the police officer actually said, you do know you're wasting my time.
That's happened.
Now, your dad, see if that was me, I don't know why I'm bucked off. I'd have made sure you had a CCTV.
What do you mean? If you were.
I'd made a complaint. You're wasting my time. I went to the fucking reference number for work.
I know, this is. There's obviously a breakdown in communication lines there, though, where they're wasting money and resources to do stupid shit like that when there's housebreakers and.
Mm.
Or
there's policemen here out punching people in the streets and my dad.
And trying to ring then from a bar. Was that Korean?
Don't know where it was. Found out the location, but basically what happened, four of the, what do you say, Brooklyn 90? Brooklyn 59?
Brooklyn 99, yeah.
Brooklyn 99 were out there. Must have been like a Christmas party or something, and the Glendale fight. A couple of them rang the cops to say they were assaulted.
Here it is. The fight started in the toilets in the pub in Coleraine and continued in the alleyway. Outside, after those involved were asked to leave, four members of the public were arrested after off-duty police officers made 999 calls. Two others were arrested in the following weeks. So that basically they're all going to internal disciplinary for being drunk and acting arseholes in the night out, abusing power.
But they fabricated their stories, and there was inconsistencies in the stories, so they're playing tumble.
PS and I, lad? No way.
Never.
RUC, lad? No way. Same people? Probably. Getting a wee bit political here.
Yeah, we're always going to stay away from politics, won't we?
I'll censor that bit, don't you worry.
No, keep it in.
What about our listeners from communities that support the PS and I and the RUC?
I support the PS and I.
I'm trying to limit my Kristen, you're not helping.
Right, shootings outside of school. That's not
Yeah, so, I mean,
Try not to mention names here, because
if the rumours are true, as regards to the reason behind it, I understand the reason for it, but I don't agree with where
and how
and when.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
a wee bit harsh being sent into the school that your kid goes to.
Mm.
It's a wee bit much.
Like a funny and ball teller, I guess, shit.
That's it. It's, you know, we were talking about the organised shootings and stuff. That wasn't, that was just premeditated.
Yeah.
It wasn't organised. It was just go and hope that you don't kill somebody else.
Mm-hmm. But they know nothing about the shooter. So clearly he's planned this very well.
But maybe if you put, just a theory, not a fact. Maybe if you put police resources to, for bombs that don't exist, that these take away from fentanyl, things like that. Who knows?
My point I was going to make, was it a hitman? For it to be that calculated and that smooth for him to get away and nothing to be found.
I think they released more CCTV footage where he was just in and out of the shop and stuff and didn't cover his face once. But they don't have a clear shot of him.
Oh, do they not?
He wasn't wearing a mask. I think he was wearing a
high-vis jacket.
High-vis jacket and a hat. I think it was it. But he wasn't covering his face. Kind of like if you imagine your jacket to be high-vis now, with just your hat on. Just like that. Not enough to catch him. But apparently he was up and down the road all day. And sure, would you take notice of somebody walking past in a high-vis?
No, sure, you were in a garage getting stuff and three people had high-vis on.
Did they?
Yeah.
That just goes to show.
Guy had orange trousers, one had an orange jacket, and the other had a red high-vis jacket.
So. There you go. But I mean, it's just normal to see... See, that's why anybody would think anything different of it. Unless you actually seen a person with a gun carrying a little bit with a big AK or something, but don't know. Very, very harsh. In regards to where and when.
Yeah.
And hope that the rumours are, I don't mean this to be disrespectful, hope that the rumours are true to a degree where there's a reason. For it, and that's
just
like I've said before, I've seen a person get shot and they weren't the right person, so
yeah.
Yes, you'll hear that, don't worry. Anthony opening to the Lick-a-Zid. See, is it Lick? It's like that fucking
the Mandela effect thing we were talking about. No one in the world has ever thought it's Lick-a-Zid. What do you call a lesbian dinosaur? I like a lot of piss. What do you call a gay dinosaur?
You're getting very off PC.
What do you call
PC?
A gay dinosaur? A megasaurus. Two jokes you can have them are better than the Christmas cracker ones you're going to get. Oh, speaking of Christmas jokes, how did the penguin pass its flying test?
Go ahead.
Winged it. It's awesome. Winged it, Jared.
Awesome.
Right, anyway, that one was off the back of a penguin rubber. So, stabbings, who was stabbed?
Some guy in the White Rock apparently was stabbed the other night. I don't know the ins and outs of it, but I think he was known to be associated with drugs or housebreaking, one of the two. I honestly don't.
This sounds like Chinese whispers. Did this originally start out that he was in a restaurant and using a toothpick, and then all of a sudden he's been stabbed?
Just threw me off there. Here, just think of your Christmas cracker jokes. What do you get when you cross Santa with a duck?
Don't know. What do you get when you cross Santa with a duck?
A Christmas cracker. What happens to elves when they're naughty?
It's spanked.
Santa gives them the sack.
That's disgusting.
That was Sean Higgins.
That's disgusting. Sean, I'm shocked that will come out of your mouth. Father of two beautiful children, you're saying stuff like that.
So stabbings, and then what's the latest one was yesterday morning.
Yeah, yesterday morning, 7 o'clock, up Poglass.
Grabbers.
And not the gypsy wedding too.
Very good. They make an association. Are you trying to insinuate that it was members of the travelling community?
No, nor am I suggesting that Poglass is full of gypsies.
So they tried to abduct some kid.
It was a girl. She's going to work. and they pulled up beside her. She noticed that she didn't recognize him, and she moved away from the car, and then the window was down. She heard, "Grab her, get her in here," and then she ran down into Collamill. So, just
they
be careful.
I think it was really early in the morning too.
7 o'clock. I told you, you deaf.
Well, yes, I've got headphones on.
So you should hear her better. careful.
Lots of stuff going on close to Christmas. For everybody, just be a bit mindful of your surroundings and be aware and be safe.
Be very safe.
Have a happy Christmas.
Remember, stranger danger.
Stranger danger. Brilliant. So, anything else happening? What about BT Sport?
What about BT Sport, Jared?
They've re-signed UFC. See, after all that nonsense of BT Sport losing UFC that we talked about?
Yeah.
Well, apparently they've re-signed them this morning.
Yeah. For 2019 and going forward. Thank God. I thought I was going to have to cancel my BT Broadband.
Is that the only reason you have it, yeah?
Yep.
Fair enough.
So got it for free with my BT Broadband. Heard it out, yeah, by 20 people.
You sent me a card to watch recently, but I'm not going to lie, I haven't actually watched.
Oh my God. Three unbelievable fights. So you had Gunnar Nelson, haven't watched that fight yet, against... Shit. Sergeant.
What event was it?
UFC 3... No, 231.
UFC...
I see the blood and Gunnar Nelson choked this boy almost unconscious.
Mac Holloway?
Yeah, that card.
Versus Brian Ortega?
No. Gunnar Nelson.
Alex Oliveira.
Hit him with the elbows, busted him open. And then choked him out.
Submission in the second round?
Rear naked choke. And Valentina Shevchenko against Joanna Jędrzejczyk. Good fight. Very, very good fight. See Valentina Shevchenko, I would be terrified to be her boyfriend. I would be terrified not to do housework.
Just out of curiosity, is it Andre?
What? No, do you know what I was thinking? Is there any relation to him?
I think it's just that...
Shevchenko?
That area. It's just probably a common name.
But see her spinning heel kick? Woman's amazing, isn't it? So she is. And the main event, Brian Ortega against Max Holloway. My God, what a war. If there's ever an example of a fighter being too stupid through bravado, it was Brian Ortega.
Oh, really? I'm going to look forward to watching this one now.
Oh, my God. I personally thought it should have been stopped a bit sooner. The referees called it off at the end of round four. Right? First two rounds, Max Holloway dominated. Third round, Brian Ortega actually came back in the third round.
Right.
And he caught Max for some beautiful elbows and stuff. Fourth round, Max just dominated again. And he was just hitting him at will. See his left eye? His left eye was almost closed. So he couldn't see. And his energy was so depleted. He was trying to do takedowns and grab guard. And he just couldn't do anything with it. He was just so fatigued. But see the heart and the resilience that he had? Just to keep standing there and keep getting punched in the face. Like I said, it's stupidity, but the bravado to do it, like I wouldn't be anywhere near it. And Max Holloway actually said it the fourth round. He done it in his last fight. He said to Joe Rogan, he was over to the commentary and says, it's over this round. Now, the referee stopped it at the end of the round, but...
Still fact. It was classed as TKO... Round 4.
Yeah, technical knockout because the referee stopped it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward. I'll actually try and watch that this weekend.
Unbelievable.
Is there any other big fights coming up in the UFC?
Yeah, there's good for you. There's one announced today. Francis Ngannou against Cain Velasquez. Can't wait for that. Don't know what it's going to be. But there's a good one.
There's one at the end of the year, isn't there?
Yeah. John Jones and Alexander Gustafsson. Now, the last time John Jones fought after the first time he was suspended was against Owen St. Preux. And it was a very difficult fight for him. He still won it, clearly. But the last time the Mauler, Gustafsson, fought Jones, it was a very close fight. Like, you're splitting hairs. If it went either way, you aren't going to complain.
You think it'll be a good one, then?
Mm-hmm.
I've never been doing anything before, but we'll try and watch it maybe.
Trying to do a live cast. Hopefully Mark will be home. But I think Gunnar might
do. No promises there, folks. Just
There's another one who's coming. You probably won't know the name, but I was still class myself as a casual fan, but I know we've got more
casual. If you're casual,
yeah. Ben Askren.
Of course I know who he is. Don't know a lot.
What's his record?
As I said, I know who he is. I said I don't know a lot about him. Probably like 13 though.
No, 18 and 0. Who's the Bellator record for most title defenses? Bellator is a good card on the record.
Fucking nothing.
Undefeated. Ben Askren, Robbie Lawler, gonna be a class fight. Ben Askren's a wrestler. He's a wrestling coach and stuff for some colleagues. Apparently he's on phenomenal. But Robbie Lawler is one of the best at counteracting wrestlers. Remember we said before, striker against the wrestler wins.
Yeah.
Now Robbie Lawler. And Robbie Lawler's not a gimme. Robbie Lawler's a former world champion. Guy is unbelievable. So that's going to be a good fight.
Well, that's a couple of ones to look forward to then.
Yep.
Whatever happened with Brock and DC, that ever come about though?
You have to wait for Brock to be clear. I think it's 4th of January he's clear.
Right. Well, there's another one.
Because you can't announce that fight until he's cleared.
I suppose that makes sense.
So that'll be interesting.
When do you think it'll happen? May? June?
I would hope maybe April.
Mania though?
So?
He signed the contract apparently. Well, you could be allowed to fight on both, but
what more hype do you want? You're going to have a world heavyweight title fight?
You see, he wants to walk the octagon with the WWE belt.
Not be allowed. Tell you that right now. See, if fighters aren't allowed to walk with their own belts in their own organisation, you're not going to be allowed to have a Mickey Mouse belt from another organisation.
You fucking love the other organisation. You've been a fan of it longer than you've been a fan of them, yeah?
Well, I've loved UFC from
1984. Speaking of UFC, what about a wee bit of scandal we heard?
Yeah, bit of grabbing going on.
Aye, so apparently there's an alleged sports star.
A very well-known Irish sports star.
Yeah, you can follow the link from the UFC there.
There's other Irish stars in other organisations, like Sir James Gallagher and Bellator.
Well, you were talking about the UFC.
I know, but you're automatically assuming that this person's from the UFC. Can't say it. Can't say it, Jared.
I did not say that at all.
It was an insinuation.
Aha. Insinuated. That's it.
But in Dublin, what happened? Who was being grabbed?
Apparently there was a party. I'm going to go back and look for factual information.
Meet a man who's from Ireland, and his dad, the editor of the Irish Mail or whatever, just told me he's getting done for raping a girl in Dublin yesterday. Apparently it's all been confirmed and he's arrested and the girl's in the crisis unit in the hospital. Mad as fuck, like. Sports star in a hotel rape probe.
I was on the front of the Herald.
That's a classic. That's such a paper name, isn't it? The Herald of the Gazette. Sports star, sex attack, major any sports star raped woman in Dublin hotel after night out.
It says after party in Dublin early on Monday, the woman's made a complaint.
Who rapes on a Monday? Fucking animal.
The woman made a complaint to the Irish police and went to the asbestos unit at the city's Rotunda hospital. I don't know, it all seems a bit mad. Like, if the girl's telling the truth, I apologise, but always the very first thing that springs to your mind is money grabber. But the thing is, you can't let people away with it because they're rich either, so.
Do what they do as well. I don't know if it's on, they'll probably be on all their socials. Go on to the PSNI, right, the way you love them. Go on to their, I've seen it on Instagram, their new video.
Of course you follow them.
For Christmas, it's all flesh and words, right? And this, boom, 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 boom. Without consent, it's a crime. But it gives
what?
You like
hold on, let me make a phone call.
Go and watch it at class.
Don't really watch it right now, is it?
No, not right now, just in your own time, you know.
Only need to log into your account, don't we?
Speaking of stuff being a crime and inappropriate, Tumblr? T-U-M-B-L-R?
Oh, the...
social media platform, yeah, that nobody uses, apart from Webcam Girls, which is what I found out, was taken off the Apple App Store, and Google threatened to pull it because it has such a high porn content, right? So like a lot of webcam girls use it to self-promote, things like that, from what I hear.
Must have silly censorship.
Well, what happened was some indecent images of children snuck through the filter, and...
thumbs awkward.
Yeah, very awkward, especially when the kids are sexy. I'm not joking. But that's what happened, and then Apple threatened to pull it, so they've just pulled all of their adult content from the 17th of December.
So shows how powerful Apple are, doesn't it?
Bastards. Do you know Mark Zuckerberg? Is that what you call him? Zuckerberg?
Facebook guy?
Zuckerberg. He made everybody at Facebook headquarters use Android phones. Now they'd use an iPhone.
Too secure. You want to find out what's going on inside this company?
And what about Samsung? Remember I sent you the Samsung tweet?
Oh, yeah. For sale from an iPhone.
Sent from an iPhone.
Yeah.
About Samsung.
I know you secretly have one upstairs. So.
I definitely don't. I was talking about it yesterday. I actually would like to go back to my iCloud to look at all the photos of Aiden I had from when he was a baby.
Have you ever logged in it? You can still get on the computer.
Do you? Is that all you do?
iCloud.com.
Use your Apple ID.
Other scandals. Christmas songs being cancelled. Sad about.
So people are saying that some of the Christmas songs are too offensive. So obviously, like, one of my favourite Christmas songs is
Fairy Tale in New York.
Yes,
everybody's favourite Christmas songs, yard.
It is one of my favourite Christmas songs, but it does have some select language.
Just going back, you maggot, cheaply as you faggot.
Yes, but do you know what a faggot actually is? What an accent, like.
It's not, a piece of food?
Yeah, it's like if you have like, it's like. If you have a, I think it's like a bunch of asparagus or something, right?
Right.
It's called a faggot of asparagus.
Right.
That's what.
Right.
It's not like.
Do you know where I found that out? I was in Iceland and Finnegy Crossroads, and I had a big sign saying faggot or
something.
I was like, what the fuck?
So I mean, I don't know in what sense it's meant in the song.
Yeah.
But it's certainly.
It's probably just a general. Off the cuff remark that was acceptable back then.
But even at that, does that make it wrong today if it was okay back then? You know?
Because we told you, we discussed this 2 weeks ago, it's people who now have a voice that want to be offended, who go out of their way to be offended, who love to be offended, now have a voice on the platform to talk about it. It creates clickbait, and people go on and read it, and people start talking about it instead of just ignoring them.
Funnily enough, I was reading a wee article the other day where somebody was arguing that there should be more toilets added for other gender neutrals or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. And somebody solved it by saying instead of having male and female toilets, we'll just have balls or no balls. I thought that was quite good. Did you get that, did you?
Yeah, very good. Balls or no balls. Very good. But what other how is it okay, or why is it not okay to say faggot or slut, but Cardi B can tell you to eat her ass? It's perfectly fine. People are actually more than willing to engage.
It's just they don't want it. I mean, when you listen to them songs, they're censored on the radio. Whereas this morning on Cool FM, it definitely said just come back.
I'm not
gonna say the word faggot. But this morning, I mean, that was pre 9 o'clock, so.
No one cares.
Nah,
it's a song.
Is it that big of a deal? Like, no. It's really not.
See, if you want to be offended, be offended. Nothing's going to happen.
You know what? Yet. If you're going to be offended, don't listen to us.
No, definitely not.
So, other songs. There was a big list of all these songs. What was the one that you told me about? The Santa Baby, was it?
No, you were saying about songs that should be banned, and I was like, well, Baby It's Cold Outside.
Oh, that one, yeah.
There's a line in the song, and it's basically about date rape. Because he's trying to get her to stay, she's saying no. He's like, come on, love, we did it. It's getting on again. Mary, you. She takes a wee sip or whatever he needs to give her, and she's like, "What?" One of the lines is, "What's in this drink?" And I think he tells her to not to worry or never to mind. But basically, it's like Rehypnol. She's being wrapped. Wrapped in a vajayjay.
I tried to have a quick look for an article that's in there. Where somebody actually went through the songs and said, well, I want this one banned for this, and I want this one banned for... It's quite funny.
A lot of people should be banned and told to go and work. Instead of sitting in the house and going through with a fine comb. About all that shit.
People have too much time in their hands. It's one thing that I don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to need to probably skip over some stuff, aren't I? Sorry.
What is it?
So one thing I don't have is a lot of time right now.
Primark's reopened.
Primark's reopened. Get the
Did you see the queues?
No.
In Burnham, there's a Primark in Lisburn. There's a Primark in Abbey Centre. I'm sure there's other Primarks around Northern Ireland. But the one in Belfast, it's a gem, you know.
So three much floors so that, of chaos.
Three floors of fucking cheap pyjamas.
Dongs stuff. For a pound.
That's two for a pound.
What's two for a pound?
I'll assume. Hey, did you get that wee link I sent you the other day?
Yes, then I already bought other stuff, so. Right, with joke, dirty joke.
Yeah, so Primark reopening caused chaos in the town, where there was just queues outside it, and nobody went to Castle Quarter Victoria Square.
Did they not? How shit is a Christmas market? It's played out now, isn't it?
Because it's the same thing every year, I'll agree with you there. I like the, I'm going today, 4 o'clock.
Just have beer tents. At a burger stand.
They're not even that nice of beers, really. But
I know, but it's the social atmosphere of having somewhere to go.
Yeah, I mean,
just have more beer places.
Like when we went to my birthday the other year.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. That was good crack. The sing song in the place was funny. Like, it was mad. And just the noise, it sounds like you're in a chicken coop. Like, but
I think you definitely need to. You need to change it in some way. I don't know how.
Stand it, make it bigger.
Yeah. Take away some of the stalls. I got 8.5. It was quite nice.
See, just, I'll go back to the way you had a will. But I think the problem is, it used to be continentals in from around the world, but now you're getting people
local
from here. Yeah. Because they have all year to be here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But you would buy their products before you'd buy the other shit, would you not?
I don't know. I don't know if I want Northern Ireland Slavway.
Fair enough.
I want to eat the good German stuff. The fucking bells and pancakes and. Well, as such, Dutch pancakes, that's what it is.
Smoking a pancake.
Bells and fruit. Bells and fruits and Dutch pancakes.
Well, you can have one of them, you don't need four of them.
But I'm just saying that that's the problem with the market, it's become too local.
Yeah.
You know, we have.
Stick to St. George's, you bastards.
Pretty much, yeah. There's St. George's and there's Smithy. There's no porn shops around the back there no more, is there?
Has to be. There is, yeah.
I think there is.
Near the place you
used to. I didn't want to go, I just drove past it recently and was like my friend's uncle used to own Misbehaving down there.
He wore pink rose tinted glasses, white hair.
I don't think he had any hair.
No, that's not the one I'm thinking of. I remember I was like 16, went into by a cock ring and he was laughing at me.
He used to have like a big Range Rover and drive about the west and say like Misbehaving had a bunny rabbit on it on his number plate.
Think I remember. Is he from the White Rat now?
Could well be.
I think I know who it is.
He brought us to Dublin one day. It was hilarious, like.
Pretty good.
Can't even talk about those shenanigans at all.
Elf on the Shelf. I've had some class ones.
You know what? I'm obviously I'm not at that phase of my life yet where Elf on the Shelf is an important feature, but definitely getting inspiration from yourself and others on Facebook. I mean, Dara took it a wee bit far with the Coke thing, but
it's funny for adults, you can't do it with a child. Child wouldn't get it. Yeah. That's just 3 lines of sugar on the table, Daddy.
Well, do you remember you tried to do that joke on Irish sports stars before? Not the ones that accused of rape, the other one.
What?
Do you remember being in my house trying to put it in salt?
Oh, yeah.
Just to see their reaction. Yeah, so Elf on the Shelf, what good ideas have you got? Spread the word to the listeners so they can
using abuse?
First one was, he was playing with a PlayStation. So we got other wee decorations, sat them down, they all playing on PlayStation, and put on, like, the UFC, 4 o'clock in the morning. Aiden thought it was brilliant.
Does he believe?
Oh, he spilled Cocoa Pops and stuff.
Does Aiden believe it?
Yeah.
He doesn't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't listen to the podcast, does
No,
he
doesn't. Second one was brilliant. Toilet roll all around the Christmas tree, over the fireplace, over the TV. Got a bit of HP brown sauce on a spoon. Made it look like shit all over the toilet roll. Absolutely brilliant. Aiden laughed his head off at that. Next one was, I got gravy, put it on a page, you know, because my elf on the shelf has an Arsenal shirt on.
Right.
So he's called Ozil, because he's an assistant, because he's an elf and he assists. He didn't come up with that, and I wrote Spurs are shite, and told Aiden that it was shite. And then all his Playmobil characters are surrounding him, and he's hanging from the cupboard door with his wee banner.
You've been posting the pictures, haven't you?
Yeah. It's on Aiden's Facebook page. Next one was, I got a penguin jar from B&M for a fiver, and you just take the head off the jar, but I have like a letter opener knife and a bit of red sauce, looks like he's decapitated the penguin. And then last night, you got his Christmas jumper ready. You see his Christmas jumper?
No, I haven't seen that one yet. I haven't been on Facebook today.
Go and look at his Christmas jumper.
Oh, is this the letter? I've seen you posting this to a competition page or something.
Yeah. The Huawei one? Go and watch it right now.
I'm going to watch it right now. Very good.
So that one we got, it's Christmas jumper day, so I've sewed on a couple of bobbles on his Christmas jumper, and then sewed on lights across his, from one arm to the other across the back, and we've done the Chris Jericho entrance.
Very good.
Very creative, isn't it?
So it's brilliant, the entrance music helps too.
Yeah. And he was being a heel, Jericho, that's why he was had a resting bitch face.
Right. I just thought he couldn't see with him sunglasses on inside.
No, but that's what Jericho does. Jericho comes out, puts it on, stands in the dark, you see it, and then the lights hit and he comes down.
I don't know if this guy's ones are any good, but he's been posting every day about what he does, you know, I think.
Oh, and another one, I had the Christmas tree pulled down on the floor, and Ozil had wrote a letter saying the tree faded, I swear.
I think it was gently set down, was it?
Yes. I wanted to write it in sugar, but Sinead wouldn't let me. Be too much mayonnaise.
I'm messy.
Good morning. Oh, racket box. Very good. So, right. I know we have a load of other stuff to talk about, but if you got to go.
We're going to have to probably save it for another show, but.
That's alright. It's good to have more to talk about.
Of course it is. And if people, I mean, thanks for the suggestions from Paddy.
Me Paddy, or Paddy up in Legendary.
For things that he would like to hear about. So if anybody else has any suggestions, if you can send stuff in. And next time we'll probably be on featuring the South African.
Our South African friend.
Yeah. So other than that, I think that's pretty much it.
Sweet.
Cheers for having me.
Care in my house.
Stay classic. You told me to try new lines last week. Come on now. What are you sitting staring at me for? Huh? In case I don't see you, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good day. Do you know what it's from?
Muppet's Christmas Carol?
No, but that's...
Do you know what we should do next week?
What?
Top 10 Christmas movies.
Alright, let's do that.
I've had enough of your shit, good night.
Well, that's the way the cookie crumbled. Bye!